It's New Year's resolution season, a time to stop eating too much, maybe to quit sneaking smokes, or perhaps to get that creaky body back in shape. The last, of course, translates into money for people in the exercise business. January is by far the most lucrative month for gyms. Nearly 2 million people are expected to buy new gym memberships this month. And as NPR's Ari Shapiro reports, men looking to burn off holiday pounds have a new fitness option this year.
Back when Tony Corradolo started working out, he didn't feel like going to a gym full of people wearing short shorts and muscle tees.
They were there to show their bodies, and that's it, you know, to attract females. And I was intimidated. I really was, you know.
There's no attracting females at Corradolo's current gym. There are no females. At the Blitz in Valrico, Florida, there's just a bunch of middle-aged guys sitting around a card table, drinking coffee, shooting the breeze, and wailing away on some punching bags.
We got the best coffee this side of Ybor City.
That's just right, behind the right. Coffee station is the boxing ring where these guys work out.
Next station, please.
The Blitz is at the forefront of a new line of gyms designed for the not-yet-active male. There are no mirrors on the wall and no weights, so you can't compare what you're lifting to what the guy next to you is lifting. There's just a series of 10 hydraulic machines that adjust their resistance to your pressure and a bunch of punching bags where people get in the cardiovascular part of their workout. You spend 30 seconds at each machine, move on to the next station when the bell rings, and in 20 minutes, you're done. At the Valrico Blitz, membership is $30 a month.
I say it's a dollar a day, it's less than a beer.
Al Ocasio is the 70-year-old owner here.
Hey, Mike. Whoa, long time no see. How you been?
He came out of retirement to open this franchise.
I noticed I kept on getting bigger and bigger, lazier. I couldn't hardly, you know, your body start degenerating in a way that you don't do anything, you can't do anything, you can hardly move.
Now he's a regular Jack LaLanne at the punching bag.
Bah, 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 bah.
Curves and other women-only gyms have been serving the middle-aged for years, but express gyms for men are only now beginning to take off. Bill Howland of the International Health Racket and Sports Club Association believes there's an enormous untapped market for these chains.
If you look at the numbers, the overwhelming percentage of Americans are not regularly active, and they may not have been active since, you know, maybe their last mandatory high school phys ed class.
He says gyms like Curves and the Blitz don't compete with full-service fitness centers. On the contrary, he says they help to expand the market.
These centers are reaching out to a market that would never dream of walking through the door of a big co-ed gym. And, you know, so we see these express workout centers as actually growing the pie, as it were, as opposed to divvying up the market even more thinly.
Blitz creator Scott Smith sees these gyms as fitting in with a larger convenience trend in America.
We live in a fast food society, you know, and they want it now, and it seems like fitness is becoming that way too. Even some of the big gyms, in fact, a lot of them are putting in these quick circuit programs now right in their own mega gyms because they see the need out there and the trend coming.
But is a 20-minute circuit really enough to make a difference? If Blitz member Raina Garrison Valrico is any indication, the answer is yes.
I've lost 70 pounds, 10 inches off my waist, and my blood sugar is normal, my blood pressure is normal. The doctor was looking at my blood work about 3 weeks ago, and he says to me, "What the heck are you doing?" You know. So I told him what I've been doing. He said, "Fantastic, keep doing it."
Nagaris says after a year of coming here every morning, this gym has become like a club for him and his friends. But instead of bonding over beers and a steak, now they talk business and politics over bicep curls and a punching bag. Ari Shapiro, NPR News.
You're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.